And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You should be great, because as I look out my window, it is beautiful. Blue sky.
It is.
Sun is shining.
The grass is so green.
The grass is green, and before long, the pools will be opened.
I know. And I've just been hearing all the birds lately, and today I saw my my old friend, the groundhog that lives in my backyard.
So the groundhog that feeds in your garden?
Yeah. He's back, and you know, he looks
good.
Rather healthy. So
good.
You know, it was a good year for him.
Yes. And you know, all of these things that we're mentioning help us build resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it true?
Yeah.
So why is it?
I think it adds a layer of flexibility to our lives to have.
Ooh, I love that.
You know, to have activities or
yes,
things outside of your job. And that could be
right.
Your job in the home. So if you're like a caretaker or a parent, or your job
yes. Yep.
Outside of the home, in an office or
very good,
you know, wherever. I think it good to you. Good for you.
It's good for us. The sunshine is amazing. The fresh air is amazing. So the title of my post today was Bend, Don't Break. And mm-hmm. if anybody was listening over the last few weeks, they know that this was really one of my takeaways as I did my first quarter reflections was this quote that was kind of take off on the Beatitudes, but it said, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I mentioned this at least to you a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how much I was going to need this week. So it was really good. So that as I was really studying for it and kind of looking into it more, I was able to practice some of this stuff, mm-hmm. just some of it just this morning. So in my post, I highlighted five traits that Valerie Burton is the new coaching mentor within Maxwell Leadership. I almost said John Maxwell Team, but that's not what it's called anymore. It's now Maxwell Leadership. And Valerie's amazing. She just, whenever I listen to Valerie talk, it just makes me smile. She's such a positive, down-to-earth kind of person. And anyways, and she gives these five things that resilient people seem to have, five traits. The first one is they're authentic. And I love that phrase, authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And what she means is they're basically at peace with who they are and they don't feel they need to pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So why do you suppose people who are authentic are more resilient? Like, what does that say to you? That
I guess, you know, I kind of looked at it from maybe a different point of view, from the idea that, like, if you're not authentic, then you're kind of expending energy on being someone that you're not. Or,
yeah.
You know, maybe you're trying to hide who you are or pretend you're something else or someone else. And that kind of, you know, it's a drain on resources. So if you're draining your resources doing that, then it's more difficult to be resilient.
Oh, that's very good.
But I think also and, it's know, good for, you know, it's also probably better for your psyche and your, you know, your mental health to be authentic. You know, it leaves room
absolutely.
For more flexibility to be resilient.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things I loved that Valerie was saying is that, you know, if we're at peace with who we are. Now, that doesn't mean we make excuses for failures.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that we just, well, I'm sorry. I have a short temper and you just got to deal with it. No, that's not what this means. What it means is that we realize that that people do make mistakes. We make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. And what can I learn from it? You know, we don't, authentic people don't have to try to be perfect because they realize nobody is. And I love how you talk about, you know, it saves you energy. It's just because in times of challenges, resilience takes up energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we've wasted all of our energy trying to be someone we're not, there's no way that we'd have the energy for it. And then I love number two, resilient people are flexible thinkers. They're very self-aware and realize that when their thoughts might be taking them down the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
That was where I was a few times this week. That's where I was this morning. I mean, and I got to a point like, how did I get down in this hole? Like, this was such a downward spiral. How did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you know, well, one of the things I did, getting back to the weather, I just went outside.
Mm-hmm.
I walked out in the sunshine. I just listened to the birds type of thing. And it was literally, well, I know that it was less than 2 minutes because I had put hot water in the microwave to add to my cup of tea that I sip on when I'm doing a podcast. And so that was only in there for 2 minutes. And when I came in, different mindset,
mm-hmm.
because it allowed me to kind of push my thoughts from negative to positive.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that we need three times as many positives to make up for the one negative we had.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of number three, where she said they are mostly, and she put mostly in parentheses, optimistic? What were your thoughts around that?
I didn't have an immediate reaction to that, but I think, you know, it comes back to what, you know, like what Valerie says, the I can get through this attitude.
Yeah.
So they yep. go hand in hand. So I think if you approach most situations from a place of optimism or from a place of positivity, then
right.
it more or less becomes your habit to approach challenges with resilience, with that, you know, I can get through this, we can get through this type of attitude.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that I love, though, when I just first read the quote, the fact that she put mostly in parentheses there is like, she gets it. And that's what I love about her. She's yeah. just so real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not always optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
There's times when we are, you know, I ask my family, there are times when I can be one of the most pessimistic people around.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, I think I can flip it.
Mm-hmm.
So if our listeners can't be aware yet, I'm making a good argument to myself that maybe I am more resilient than I think I am. That's kind of where I'm going with this. There's a lot of affirmation statements in this yeah. podcast. But so the point is that, you know, don't even try to be perfect with your optimism. Just always come back to it. Say, yeah, you know what? I can get through this.
Yeah.
Because, and the other thing is that it's not that they don't see the risks.
Mm-hmm.
They see risks in what's going on, but they build in contingencies if the risks occur.
Right.
And they're honestly looking at it. You know, I had mentioned to you before we hit record, because I'm working on my budget for next year for our training department. And there's a lot of uncertainty going into the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, will this inflation spiral continue, and will that begin to curtail the spending that some of our members have on training? You know, I'm thinking. I already heard from one leader this morning only, where he said, you know, I really think with all of our costs going up, training is going to be one of those things that might be cut back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reality. So it's not that I'm denying. I'm not saying, oh no. There, you know. What we offer is so good that there's no way they're going to stop. No, you look at it and you say, so what are my contingencies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if something happens, what do I have to cut back on? But all in all, this is where I think I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really I love that part about resilient people. Number four, they reach out to others. Now, I think I've actually, you and I've done a podcast, and I wrote a post on Don't Go It Alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's so critical. Why do you suppose we need to have other people around us? What are your thoughts? What do other people bring to Marissa?
I think just connection is really important when we think about resilience, and for a few different reasons. When you have those connections and strong relationships, you have people that you can rely on, whether it be for help or for, you know, just listening or support. Those types of things, I think it's really important. And then it's, again, it kind of can take you out of places where you're stuck. So if you're stuck in maybe a negative space, or you know, kind of not being very flexible with your thinking. Right. But I think those are opportunities to shift your mindset, even if it's just a you know, distraction for a bit.
I love that. I think there's two things that I think, two different ways to look at it, reaching out to others. One is clearly when I need to have somebody speak into my life and help me think through things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of times when you and I, before we hit record, we're talking about all kinds of things other than the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of times when you've helped me think through something and I've seen it in a completely different light than I did before. There's times when, you know, when we all have fears, you know, and we just need somebody to help us think kind of through those fears because, you know, our fears are a product of our thought life. And we've said this before, if we change our thinking, we change our fears. Then the other side of this is when I reach out to others in an effort to help them, I take my focus off my concerns and my negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important. If I can invest in other people, how I can help them, wow. Now that really is going to help me become much more resilient. The last one of Valerie's is they use their strengths. And this really is key too, where, you know, recognizing what you are really, really good at. What are the things that you do better than most? And then when you start to feel stressed, go back to your strength zones.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think we're stressed and we don't realize that we are actually outside of our strength zone when that occurs. I know that happens to me. If I'm starting to get really, really stressed, it's because I'm trying to do things I'm not good at.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than calling people and saying, hey, can you help with this? Because I've got some real concerns, some real issues. So again, it's staying in your strengths. So those five areas, they're authentic, they're flexible thinkers, they're mostly optimistic, they reach out to others, and they use their strengths. And those are the key things that she feels make people resilient. And one of the things I loved that she also said was she said, you know, you need to coach yourself. And you need to ask yourself, if I look at those five areas, what am I doing really well? And what am I struggling with? And then spend some time refocusing, re-energizing on the things that you might be struggling with. So what can we do to just try to, what does Marissa do when Marissa needs to be more positive? Because positivity certainly is going to contribute to resilience.
Mm-hmm.
What does Marissa do when she needs to be more positive?
I would say there are a few things that I could do. So some things I like to do would be I'll like call someone just to catch up. I'll call my mom or you know, my sister, okay, or something like that. Or I like to, like, you know, you said you went outside. I like to go outside and go for a walk, just movement, yep, like being,
yes,
up and about. And then I think this practice that I recently heard about, it's similar to a gratitude practice, but it's a little bit different in the sense that you do this at night. You walk through your day from start to finish, thinking about all the things that including really tiny things that went right for you that day. And it's kind of just like this little treasure hunt through your day.
Yeah.
Where, you know, even if it was something just like, you know, I was on time, which, like, for me these days is something. If I can get, like, that's a win. And you just kind of acknowledge even the smallest of things. Sure. You know, like, my dinner was really good, or like I drank my coffee warm today. You know, just you just go through your day chronologically, finding all of those little nuggets of positivity throughout your day. And I also find that it kind of puts me to sleep. So
okay.
So then you drift off in this state from a positive place instead of, I think sometimes a lot of us might have a tendency to get in bed and your mind starts racing or you start thinking about your to-do list or whatever.
Right, right.
So this is just a little practice that I just recently heard about and I've given a try.
Marissa, that's amazing. So do they actually call it like a daily treasure hunt?
It was something like that. Was something I feel like I remember hearing Treasure Hunt or something of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so good. I'm going to steal that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Daily Treasure Hunt. Because really, you're right, it's similar to gratitude. It's just like, what went well? You know, one of my highlights of my day is my first sip of coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a coffeeholic. I mean, I make one Yeti with coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's rare for me to have more than that. And then I typically switch to tea. But it's just getting up. The house is quiet. I do love now that it's a little brighter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it when it was dark out. But, you know, I get into the kitchen. I make my coffee. That first sip, like, yes, this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I like thinking about some of those things you're talking
about, right?
Exactly. Because yeah. I think in the past when I've had other gratitude practices where it just felt like I was looking for too many large things. It was like, yeah, I'm grateful for my family, but like, I'm grateful for a roof over my head, all of those things, which I am certainly grateful for, but you start to run out of those big things. Like,
yes.
I used to keep a journal and it was like, well, I feel like I keep repeating the same kind of big overarching things that I'm grateful for. And this is a little bit different where you're really looking at, even it's like I had a good hair day or just a little, the sun shined while I was walking to the mailbox, just finding these little just nuggets of positivity and being grateful for those. So there, you are able to find an abundance of them.
Yes, I love that because what you're doing is you're living in abundance then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to have good hair days. I don't have them anymore. And it's a good thing this is a podcast and not a video.
Yeah.
Anyways, because I don't have enough hair to have a bad hair day or a good hair day. Mine, those are all behind me. No, but I love that. And I love the, one of the other things, and I think just, looking for things to be really feel a blessing, for me, as and you know, my office at home is set up with my aquarium in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a new backdrop in it that I had made, believe it or not, made in Serbia, believe it or not, of all places. And it came and it took me forever to get it put in. But I just sit here and I watch these fish swim around and it is so relaxing and it just allows me to think at a different level. Think deeper,
mm-hmm.
and those are simple things that, I would never say, wow, I'm just so thankful for my aquarium,
mm-hmm.
but it is something that does help me stay focused in a more positive, less negative way.
Mm-hmm.
So love that. And I'm waiting for the other thing that I always loved that I learned that I loved last year. I didn't know it because we didn't have it before, but when we had our pool put in,
mm-hmm.
I love going out on a sunny day and just watching the water.
Yeah.
Something about, because I don't have a lake that I can be at, at home at least, and it just watching the water
mm-hmm.
is just so relaxing and recharging.
I agree. Me too.
Okay. So then that was great. So I love your treasure hunt piece. I'm going to steal that for sure. Getting moving was one of the notes. You already talked about that. Mm-hmm. Exercise. I definitely need to do more of that. The gratitude piece and why am I grateful? What's the why behind it?
Mm-hmm.
More than just, wow, I'm so happy about this. No, what's the why? Play was something that Valerie talked about. And we can get so focused on work
mm-hmm.
that we forget to play. Last evening, we were watching three of my grandkids because my son and his wife are, they were getting ready to stain their hardwood floors last night. So they had to clean all the dust from sanding. So we had the three little ones with us and I forgot what I got done with a meeting. I went upstairs and they were doing something like playing some the tickling crab game. And they just came over to tickle me. So I sat on the floor
mm-hmm.
and we were playing the tickling crab game. And when my daughter-in-law came in, she kind of wondered what
was going on
the floor. But we were just laughing and having so much fun, a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old or whatever. I forgot how old they are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe almost 6, 4, and something like that. We had so much fun play. And then the connection piece, we've talked about that, having connection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the American Psychological Association also gives us four things that we should be focusing on if we want to increase our resilience. One was building your connections, literally prioritizing relationships. That's good because, you know, I don't do that enough.
Mm-hmm.
I really should look for ways to connect more frequently with people. It's so easy today to connect, but yet I don't. Foster wellness, take care of yourself. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Find your purpose. And what I loved in this was when I dug down into what they were, dug down, dig down, whatever proper English is, you know that better than I do. What I found out what they meant was helping others. Again, it takes our focus off ourselves and puts it on somebody else. And then embrace healthy thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't allow yourself to go down the path of toxic thinking. One of the things is that helps us keep from toxic thinking is limiting our exposure to toxic people.
Mm-hmm.
I know people would say, well, that's counterintuitive to, it goes counter to your thought about connections. But no, having the right kind of connections with the right kind of people, they're going to help you, not tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can be more resilient. We just have to work at it.
Mm-hmm. And I think the thing about resilience too is, you know, I think you and I both admitted today, like, oh, we needed this week. We were struggling with being resilient. I think that we are all more resilient than we think we are because,
yes,
you know, we have come out of our worst days already. So,
right.
You know, I think it's sometimes helpful to like look back at some of those experiences and say like,
yeah,
you know, that was tough, but so am I. And like to be able to realize that like you've already come out of your worst days and there's no reason why you can't continue to do that.
I love how you took us all the way back to some of the teachings we did over the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
where we are the evidence that we have overcome amazing things,
mm-hmm.
and we can again. And we come out of it stronger and better.
Yep.
Which kind of tells me then that, you know, part of something that resilient people do is they lean in to the discomfort. Once they get themselves, you know, mentally and emotionally right, they lean in so that they can actually capitalize on the opportunities that will be there that others might miss.
Mm-hmm.
Did we forget anything?
I forget a lot of things.
I'm out of notes. I mean, anything specific pertaining to bending and not breaking.
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, if you can't think of it, then certainly there's no way I'm going to think of it. So I have no idea what we're talking about next week.
That's okay.
Yeah, we'll think of something, mm-hmm. right? Do you have any exciting springtime bucket list things coming up?
We've got some different outdoor activities that we're doing. Today, the day that we're recording is Earth Day. So we are doing some different Earth Day activities this weekend.
Awesome.
And we're doing a park cleanup, which I'm really excited to do with the kids. So
good.
Yeah.
That's great.
How about you?
Well, I can't help my son with his house because he's putting polyurethane on the floors. So we can't do anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
Next week. So I'm probably going to work on my own house. I have to do some work on my deck. I'll love it because I'll be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Great.
So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.